Lively Stone's Meditations for 21st October 2023. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. Reading from Galatians chapter 2, verses 17 to 22 from the King James Version. But if, while we seek to be justified by Christ, we ourselves also are found sinners, is therefore Christ the minister of sin? God forbid. For if I build again the things which I destroyed, I make myself a transgressor. For I through the law am dead to the law, yet I might live unto God. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not frustrate the grace of God, for if righteousness come by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. It is said that Prime Minister Harold Macmillan coined the remark, "Events, dear boy, events," as the reason why the best laid schemes o' mice and men gang after glay. Robert Burns, of course, from To a Mouse. And recent times have seen events swirling round and through us with alarming rapidity. Storm and tempest continues to rage, causing landslides, flooding and loss of life, and now we have terrorist attack on Israel, and thus outbreak of war with the Palestinian terrorist group Hamas, with the civilian population now being denied water, food and power. And forget not the Russian invasion of Ukraine. We do not need to take sides in any conflict to be appalled at such barbarity. Such things are always with us to a greater or lesser degree. Not to in any way diminish the confusion, horror, and assault on every life they bring. They are no easier to bear, even if encountered before. These are world events, and in the midst of the overwhelming cataclysm, there are the personal tragedies and difficulties. As has been said, life as we know it is a tragedy. It is only the presence of the living God that ameliorates the horror and brings not only a peace, but joy. That is because His Holy Spirit touches us in the deeper places within. And if we allow ourselves to be touched by Him, we can have peace, even in the midst of the greatest of horrors and the ragings of war. He has overcome the world, and will be with us so that we may do likewise. We can do nothing without His inner presence. His Holy Spirit reveals that all these troubles are harbingers of the end of times and of Christ's coming again. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. What does this verse say to you? Does it thrill you and give you comfort? These words signify the deepest identification with the person of Jesus Christ. This does not speak of a mere personal saviour. This is the Almighty purposing himself in the midst of me and you. We need fear no evil may befall us because of that presence. Our lives are assured in this life and the next. He is there in the midst of every trial and test and will never, ever release you from his grip if you in turn hold fast to him. Be encouraged, dear ones, in this darkest of times. As believers in him, we are made imperishable in his name. And I, brethren, when I came to you, did not come with excellence of speech or of wisdom, declaring to you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. I was with you in weakness, in fear, and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 1 to 5. And finally, prayer requires worship. Be the one who worships God and who lives in holy relationship to him. Get into the real work of intercession and remember it is a work that taxes every power, but a work which has no snare. Preaching the gospel has a snare. Intercessory prayer has none. From My Utmost for His Highest by Oswald Chambers.